April 14, trust yourself with God. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. How many there are who go through life under a cloud of condemnation. They do not believe God's word. They have no faith that he will do as he has said. Many who long to see others resting in the pardoning love of Christ do not rest in it for themselves. But how can they possibly lead others to show simple childlike faith in the Heavenly Father when they measure his love by their feelings? Let us trust God's word implicitly, remembering that we are his sons and daughters. Let us train ourselves to believe his word. We hurt the heart of Christ by doubting when he has given such evidence of his love. He laid down his life to save us. He says to us, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." Do you believe he will do as he has said? Then after you have complied with the conditions, carry no longer the burden of your sins. Let it roll upon the Savior. Trust yourself with him. Has he not promised to give you rest? But to many he is obliged to say sorrowfully, "Ye will not come to me that ye might have life." John 5:40. Behold Christ, dwell upon his love and mercy. This will fill the soul with abhorrence for all that is sinful and will inspire it with an intense desire for the righteousness of Christ. The more clearly we see the Savior, the more clearly shall we discern our defects of character. Confess your sins to Christ and with true contrition of soul, cooperate with him by putting these sins away. Believe that they are pardoned. The promise is positive. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Be assured that the word of God will not fail. He who has promised is faithful. It is as much your duty to believe that God will fulfill his word and forgive you as it is to confess your sins. Look steadfastly to Jesus. Behold him, full of grace and truth. He will make his goodness pass before you while he hides you in the cleft of the rock. You will be enabled to endure the seeing of him who is invisible, and by beholding, you will be transformed.